As many of you may be aware, and some are learning, that I love history so much that has become kind of a passion, one that I release in increments so I don't get hyper-focused and lose track of time. Following trails of interest to reveal different ways that connect us with our roots and inspire us to try things differently. Switching to our faith journey and the building of that as individuals, perhaps each question that we ask leads into a deeper or potentially richer understanding to draw strength, peace, hope, and find freedom through the gift of grace. As we study, we find the connections that flow from all-encompassing love of God that flows freely within us, freeing us from the weights of the expectations of the world that are placed upon us and that gives us encouragement to speak up when we see others being harmed in the name of the Lord. Looking at our Lutheran roots, which seems appropriate to do on Reformation Sunday, we gather some of the questions about the rich soil that we've been planted in to start painting the bigger picture of understanding. So where did the name Lutheran come from? What does this idea of free gift of grace mean to us? What does it mean to reform? And how, by adding information to our roots, does that inform us of the way we are called to interact with the world around us? The easiest place to start is from the beginning. Where did the name Lutheran come from? So, not a total surprise, there was indeed a man named Luther, his first name being Martin. Interesting fact about Luther is he did not want the newly reformed theology that he'd been working and studying and building to be named after him. Which I thought, oh, that's interesting. He's like, do not call it after me. And they're like, oh, we hear you, but we're still doing it. So he lived in the early 1500s in present-day Germany. His journey into theology, like most of us, was messy and confusing at times. His historical roots began as a lawyer, then after an encounter with God, led him to being a monk, then a vicar, and then a preacher, and finally a professor, hanging on to all his rich history into his current place. So what led him to nailing his 95 theses on the church doors of Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, in 1517. So as each thesis represented a grievance that he had with the theology of the Holy Catholic Church and the practices that he encountered within his time as Catholic. What started this path of his questioning was, how may I be certain of my salvation? A good but complicated question, full of richness of its own, historically answered based on the interpretation of the text, the righteousness of God, and concerns that he had with his own salvation. We discover that the questions raised by Luther were already answered by Paul in many of his letters. However, Luther was primarily focused on the Romans 3 text, revealing to himself that this new evangelical theology was based in the justification by faith, not by works, leading him to discover that the ecclesiastical hierarchy or religious chain of command, as it developed through the Middle Ages, hindered rather than aided to the Christians in their personal direct approach to God. And I can go on, but this just a snippet of the historical pathways that led him to clarify what our roots that we are tied to come from as Christians and as Lutherans. Clearing the distractions put in place to get back to the basis of God's message or good news being discovered and reclaimed. Where the foundation of our beliefs come from, Paul's message that we are justified by faith, leading us to grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. establishing our roots through the sacrifice of atonement by Christ's blood, effective through our faith and justified by faith apart from the works prescribed by the law, leading us to ask, what does the free gift of grace look like and mean to us? And it starts with our deeply held, our exploration of our faith that liberates us from sin and redeems us through grace. Grace that empowers our faith in Christ and encourages us to explore what it means for us. How do we share this good news of the free gift of grace to others, of salvation to others? And it feeds into our own theological or religious understanding of what makes us uniquely Lutheran. And it ties to the theology that we are both sinner and saint simultaneously. Roots that remind us that no matter how far we fall, God's grace is more abundant. His forgiveness to us is always available. And his righteousness, or the study of God and the truths that we believe, is ours through faith. Ours to claim and to share with others who are also questioning, what does grace look like? What is love? What is hope that helps us get through our days and our weeks? This leads me then to our question of what it means to reform. For Luther, it meant he went back to the beginning of the early church to see what was lost or removed throughout time. He saw that there had become unnecessary filters to sharing the gospel and giving everyone access to God's written word. He focused on the central tenet of Christian faith and practice, rooted in the Great Commission given by Jesus to the disciples. It's being intentional to remove the distractions added throughout time to God's message, especially the pain of the tithes to the church to receive forgiveness in the early church. It means solely that shining the light on all of God's written and inspired words, and all of us are being rooted in that message of salvation and reconciliation with God through faith in Jesus Christ, to continually reform and know where our roots are and see where God is calling us each and every moment of our day. So that adds to the final question of how. How, by looking at our historic roots, are we informed of the way we are called to interact with the world around us? How does it affect our role as a body and community that gathers to hear the apostles' teaching? How do we feel and have fellowship with one another in the breaking of the bread and through lifting our voices in one voice in all our prayers? So it is through our continued mission of Luther's historical work to share the message of the free gift of salvation and the grace given to all creation. It calls us to both challenge and be encouraged simultaneously to share the gospel message with those who oppose us. It calls us to work through our fears of how we will be received and how the message of God will be received when we are to be God's voice. By faith, we add that we can do mighty works, holding on to the promise that God paves our way, opens our ears to hear in our hearts to receive the message that we are struggling to receive and to give. And if we're not received by those that we're trying to share with, we're called then to brush off the dust as our feet as we leave. It may require us to set aside our own agenda and truly listen to how God wants to work through us. It requires us to dream, to create opportunities to grow both spiritually and to have courage to invite others who are seeking, to be intentional as a community to reach beyond our doors to find new ways to reform, remembering that we are all called to be evangelists and boldly proclaim the message of justification by faith, not by works or deeds, to remember that when we are doing God's will, We will face opposition by those wanting us to stop sharing God's love with others. However, the good news is we are empowered to proclaim, to teach, to live out these roots that are growing within us and connecting us because of the faith that Luther had and shared and the works that he did to develop this understanding of God's gospel that has been shared with us. That we honor and celebrate his work that he did today. And every day remembering that we are called to live out our faith daily. Amen.